It's the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Cosmic Savannah with Dr. Jacinta Delhaes
and Dr. Daniel Kahneman. Each episode, we'll be giving you a behind-the-scenes look at the world-class astronomy and astrophysics happening under African skies.
Let us introduce you to the people involved, the technology we use, the exciting work we do, and the fascinating discoveries we make.
Sit back and relax as we take you on a safari through the skies. Hello and welcome to episode 19.
This is our last one of 2019, so that worked out well.
That was all the plan.
Was it?
No.
Complete coincidence. Most of this episode will be in English, but parts will be translated into Xhosa by Akona Bunzi and Isiwe Shasha and Okulya Machali, and part will be translated into Sesotho by Naletsana Japi.
Kuzothethwa kakhulu ngalo nge-English kodwa uOkuhle Mtshali, Akhona Bunzi noAndisiwe Shasha bazaphendula ngesiXhosa.
Interview yena e tla ba ka Sekgowa haholo, mpanini Naletsana o tla etsa ka Sesotho.
Actually, you can also head on to our website where we'll have transcriptions of many of our episodes, including this one. It may come out a little later after the episode itself airs, but there will be a transcription so you can read along as you're listening, at least to the English parts. And if we can manage to find the translator, perhaps also the other languages.
So what are we talking about today?
We've got a bumper episode. Today, we're going to be talking about the Astromolumlaba program. And this is a really fantastic initiative to teach astronomy to primary and high school girls in disadvantaged areas near Cape Town in South Africa.
Molumhlaba.
Molumhlaba. Do you know what it means?
I don't actually. Welcome. It's hello world.
Yeah.
Hello world. Oh, there we go.
It's yeah. A Xhosa. Xhosa.
Xhosa.
Oh,
it's hard.
That's hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me too.
But it's an African language.
Yes. South African, predominantly southern South
right.
Africa. Yeah.
Molumhlaba is a Xhosa word for hello world.
Which is the first thing you'll learn to do if you ever learn coding.
Exactly. Print hello world. Yeah. So, and that's really relevant because this particular school, it's a Pan-African Montessori school, and it has a particular focus on teaching young black girls STEM, coding, robotics. And so having a name that means hello world is quite relevant.
That's very cool.
So this school is in a township called Khayelitsha. Perhaps, Dan, you'd like to explain what a township is?
A township is, it's a previously disadvantaged community. So during the apartheid era, a lot of communities were removed from the city centers or sort of affluent areas and put in what was called townships. So there were these small towns, some of semi-formal, some more formal than others in terms of the housing. And these have then since become suburbs, which are predominantly full of previously disadvantaged people. And you spoke to a couple of people about how this school came about.
Yeah, that's right. So I spoke to Dr. Margarita Molaro, who is an astronomer at the University of the Western Cape. And she started an astronomy program in association with this Molumhlaba school. And also I was speaking with Mahaneng Honey Party, or Honey for short, who is a Molumhlaba program manager and also coordinates the Astro Molumhlaba program. And they were explaining to me sort of the genesis. So this whole Molumhlaba concept was started by Dr. Retabile Mashale Sonibare, who is a really fantastic, inspirational woman. She started a non-profit called the Topi Foundation in 2013. And Honey was working with them for quite a while, and she was working up to 6 days a week. And this was sort of an after-school tutoring program for the science and mathematics for girls in these underprivileged areas, particularly in Khayelitsha. But they ended up with so many students that they were tutoring that they decided they may as well start a school. And so that's how they started Molumhlaba School.
And then how did the Astro get involved?
Right. So then Margarita heard about this school, this program, and she just really wanted to get involved in any way possible. And being an astronomer, the logical thing that she could bring to the table was astronomy. So she applied for a grant from the Office of Astronomy for Development, the OAD. So Dan, perhaps you can explain what that is.
Yeah. So the Office for Astronomy Development is based here at SAO in Cape Town. And it is an international organization, which is falls under the International Astronomical Union.
Yeah, the IAU.
The IAU, which is celebrating its 100th year this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they set up this Office for Astronomy Development about 10 years ago here. And they manage projects around the world to try and use astronomy to promote development. So they're driven by the Sustainable Development Goals. And they try to fund and support projects which will be contributing to development. And I mean, the Molo Mhlaba is the perfect example of one of these.
Yeah, so, and it's quite competitive to get one of these OAD grants, but Margarita was successful. And so she decided to start this Astro Molo Mhlaba program. And it's actually really amazing the way that it's been set up. So it's sort of like a multi-tiered program. So Margarita and professional female astronomers such as myself teach for recently matriculated girls. So girls who have just finished high school and haven't yet started university but are interested in STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. So we teach them, and we also teach the grade 11s at several high schools in Khayelitsha and in Philippi. Those schools are Manyano and Sopumelela. We teach them weekly astronomy classes after school, and this is called the Astronomy Academy. And then the four matriculated girls, they're called facilitators. So they receive additional tutoring in astronomy, and then they go and teach primary school girls. So some of the grade ones at Molo Mhlaba School itself, and also some grade sixes from Luleka and Chumiza schools. So altogether, the program manages to reach many girls in underprivileged areas. And that ties in with part of the mandate of the Molo Mhlaba School, which is to serve other girls in the community who didn't have the opportunity to attend the Molo Mhlaba School itself.
So the Molo Mhlaba only allows a certain number of students in, obviously.
Yes.
But the project, the Astro Molo Mhlaba, actually serves larger than just the Molo Mhlaba School.
Yeah, exactly. And this is actually one of the major parts of Honey's work. She's the program manager and reaches out to the other schools and gets them involved in this.
I assume this project's been very successful.
Yeah, Astro Molo Mhlaba has been very successful. So it actually was the winner of the International Astronomical Union's Women and Girls in Astronomy Prize. The International Astronomical Union, the IAU, is what we mentioned before, and this is the international body of astronomers. It's sort of the official organization of astronomers in the world. And as you said, this is its 100th anniversary, and as part of that, there's many different celebrations, many different prizes. And so, as we'll hear from Margarita in a moment, they organized a fantastic event for the International Day of Women and Girls in Astronomy. And for that, they won a prize. And the prize was a trip to Japan, to Tokyo, to attend the IAU's Symposium of Equity, Diversity and Inclusion in Astronomy. So Honey went on that trip, and we'll hear from her in a moment about the impressions she had and what she learnt.
And how have you been involved personally?
Only a little bit so far. Margarita and Honey and Retabila and all of these people are running the vast majority. I've just taught some grade 11s, one class, which was a lot of fun. And then I managed to attend recently, a few weeks ago, there was the IAU 100 Astronomy Day in schools, where the IAU was encouraging astronomers to go into their communities, to go into schools. And so as part of that, Margarita and Astro Molo Mhlaba organized a big sort of astronomy festival where the girls could present what they've learnt to their parents and their teachers and the audience. And they did it mostly through song, because this is what the girls love to communicate with. And you'll hear that in a moment, how much joy they're expressing through their song. So perhaps let's go ahead and listen to part of our conversation with Margarita and Honey. With us in the studio now is Dr. Margarita Molaro and Mahaneng Honey Party. Welcome, Margarita and Honey.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
So, first of all, let's start with who are you? Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Okay, my name is Mahaneng Hanipadi, and I'm a programs manager at Molomhlaba School, and I'm also a coordinator at Molomhlaba Astronomy Project.
I'm Margarita Malaro. I work as a postdoctoral researcher at the University of the Western Cape in the astrophysics department, and I coordinate the Astro Molomhlaba program at the Molomhlaba School.
So where are you both from?
Originally from the Northwest Province, and I moved in Cape Town in late 2015, and I came back in early 2016. And yeah, I joined Topi Foundation, which is an organization that Molomhlaba was birthed in June. Yeah, so I'm now a Cape Townian.
So am I.
I'm originally from Italy, and I've been here in Cape Town for 3 years now, which is hard to believe because it feels like I moved here yesterday.
Yes,
but it's already been 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah, I've just gone past my 1 year anniversary, so it just went so fast.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. All right, so you've mentioned Molomhlaba a few times. So Molomhlaba is an all-girls school in Khayelitsha.
Yes, it's the first private school, Montessori Pan-African private school in Khayelitsha. We are here surviving and trying to educate underserved black girls in their communities and to place them in the field of science.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So you mentioned it's a private school. What does that mean?
By private, I don't mean we have money. It's an independent school. It's a non-profit, which is basically dependent on funding.
So what's the importance of having an all-girls private school in Khayelitsha?
We have discovered that girls do well when they are in a single-sex environment. So that's why we came with this school, because there's a lot of distraction, there's a lot of competition, and, you know, in townships, like, there's no safety. So the first school for girls in Khayelitsha is addressing all the issues that were not addressed.
That's brilliant. And so that brings us to astronomy, which is the topic of this podcast, the Cosmic Savannah. So Margarita, now you started an astronomy academy in association with Molomhlaba. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the idea was to introduce an astronomy program both at the school but also in other primary school in Khayelitsha to involve the younger girls in fun astronomy activities. And of course, I mean, the hope is that they'll all become astronomers, but we don't, you know, we also have a more realistic goal would be just to give the girls an opportunity to engage with science in a way that's fun and to allow them to see science and astronomy as something that they are entitled to enjoy as much as anyone else. So this is really our primary goal. Then we also have a program that targets high school girls. So this is what we call the Astro Academy. So the one with the younger girls is our Astro Clubs, and the one with the high school girls is our Astro Academy. And there we involve girls in grade 11, and we do activities with them that also attempt to convey the fact that science doesn't have to be a boring subject at school. Astronomy is one of the most fascinating sciences out there. I mean, we're both astronomers, Jacinta.
Yeah, so. I mean, this is a biased audience, yeah. But I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Yeah. So astronomy is really, it's such a easy way to show kids how science can just be incredibly fascinating. And with astronomy, you deal with the most fundamental questions. For example, during one of our classes, we did timescales in the universe, you know, and scales, you know, length scales. And it just blows your mind, which is what we want our girls to experience. So this is another target of our program. This is my little love message to the Sapumalela girls, who are actually not based in Khayelitsha. They're based in Philippi. So
a different township.
Different community. So quite a long way away. Mm. But they reached out to us. They said, we want to participate. So we actually sent a bus to fetch them on the first day we held at Maniano. And they all came. There were so many of them. We had to send the bus back to fetch more who wanted to attend. And then finally we said, you know what, we'll just have to organize this at your school as well. And there was a bit of difficulties communicating with the school itself, but the girls basically just organized our visits themselves. They, you know, were communicating with us on WhatsApp. We just showed up. They said, we'll find a class. And we just, you know, held the lessons with them. And it was just, it was just so inspiring to see how much they wanted to be part of the program. Yeah. It was just a joy to be around them, really. Yeah. Just well, so, yeah, full of initiative, full of, you know, passion. So it was very, it was such a rewarding part of the program.
Well done, girls. Fantastic.
They are fantastic. Yeah.
I love the sort of tiered approach that you've gone with. So the astronomers and yourself teach the facilitators, the four girls who have already finished high school and are waiting for university entrance. And then they help, well, the astronomers and the facilitators teach the year 11s.
That's right.
And so I also managed to go for one of these for one session to help out the girls. I was teaching them logarithms in space and why we need them for distances. And I didn't tell you this, but while I was teaching, I was like, that's why we use them. And so that was a great experience. And the girls were so enthusiastic about everything.
Yeah, so it's female astronomers, local female astronomers from Cape Town who teach the academy girls. And the reason for that is that we wanted to expose them to role models. And as you said, the reason for having a tiered approach is really to address the fact that obstacles that get in the way of girls getting into science happen at so many levels, right? So, for example, when we're targeting younger girls, what the message we want to get across is that science is for girls too. Because at that age, you know, if it's just to do with the toys they're exposed to or the, you know, products that are advertised to them, a lot of the science-based ones would be targeting boys. This is something that's done not just in South Africa, it's done all across the world. And so it's important to reach them there so that we can fight that idea earlier on. But then, of course, once you get to high school, there's other obstacles, which is, for example, to say, okay, I want to pursue a career in science, but I don't have any examples of women who have done that. You know, I don't have someone that I feel I can easily approach to ask questions on how that career can be pursued. So one of the reasons for having female astronomers there was that we could provide those information to the girls. And the tiered approach is really to do with the fact that we, unfortunately, you know, have to deal with the fact that we have limited resources. We can't employ people full time to teach these lessons. And so the idea of having some of the girls attending the academy teach the younger girls is really a great way for us to maximize our resources, but also to provide these girls, the facilitators, with the opportunity to have employment, retributed employment, whilst learning about astronomy.
Okay, so why astronomy? Margarita, you already mentioned that, you know, we can use astronomy as a hook to get girls interested in STEM and to provide role models. You said that the girls from Philippi were so interested that they, you know, reached out to you and created an whole opportunity for themselves. But for people from developing backgrounds, why is this important?
So, yeah, as you said, astronomy is such a, as we were saying before, astronomy is such a fascinating science. It's a very easy way of hooking young people, but also adults in, you know, because we are asking the big questions, what's out there, you know, how did the universe evolve? But also in South Africa in particular, astronomy provides so many opportunities because astronomy in South Africa is really booming. It's so exciting to be a part of it because both through projects like SALT, but the SKA being built, there's so much investment into reaching more and more young people to allow them to enter careers in astronomy. But another thing we want to achieve through this program is to make sure that both students, but also parents from communities where financial concerns are very pressing, understand that astronomy is a career that can also bring other skills alongside the, you know, scientifically strict ones. For example, you know, analytic skills or computing skills, data science skills that, you know, are highly sought after in industry as well as in research. And so that if kids do become passionate about research, about astronomy, it doesn't preclude them from pursuing other careers. I guess really what we want is for them to understand what a career in astronomy is actually like, so that they can make an informed decision if they decide to pursue a career in research.
Okay, so Honey, you work with the girls on a sort of more day-to-day basis. How has your experience of the program been, and how do you feel about how this is going to influence these girls and their futures?
So historically, the face of science has always been a man, and it has always been white. So we are trying to change the face of the science and where science is made. When we started with Topi Foundation, we wanted the girls to have confidence to see science, to see the application of science in their day-to-day lives, because you know, the perception with science and mathematics, it's always that it's a difficult subject and you must only be in like town schools or former Model C schools to be acing in this subject. And it's not the truth. So we wanted to inspire these girls and mentor them to participate in science. And we're doing that in astronomy because South Africa is booming in astronomy. So we want to place as many girls, motivate them, encourage them in the field of astronomy. That's our mission. I don't have a background of science, but I'm also learning a lot in astronomy. I sit in the classes and listen, and it's mind triggering. It's like what you have always been prevented to think about, you know, and when you enter that space, your mind just go crazy, you know. You think about the universe, you know, how it evolves and the planets. And I read a lot. Sometimes they'll say Pluto, it's a dwarf planet. And then another astronomer would say, actually, not just a planet. So it's always very interesting to be finding out this information. And, you know, last night I was looking at my YouTube and my YouTube of my channels are like astronomy news.
Yeah.
It's so much.
Yes.
So it's really great. Interesting, and it's mind provoking, and you do it in, you know, you follow your pace and you allow your mind to work, because your mind does ask yourself these questions, and it's like we're told that there's no answers, you'll never get answers. But when you're in the space where your work is to find answers, is to find the impossible, right? The girls are very excited to be working, you know, in this project, to be participating. We had a festival, I think, 2 weeks ago before I went to Japan, and the festival was amazing. It was so fun to see girls, you know, telling us about the planets and giving the characteristics of the planets. It was not just a concept in school that you would just do to pass the curriculum, but applying it into their daily lives and seeing its importance.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of actually attending this festival and watching it. It was so much fun. So just tell us more about this festival and why it was held and what happened.
Okay, so the festival was to invite the parents and the teachers of these learners, because we work in their spaces and not all of them actually understand what we are doing. So Margarita told us, we actually planned it on WhatsApp, right?
What?
Yes. Most of our planning takes place.
She just sent one text the other day and say, I think we should do a festival to showcase the work that the facilitators do in the after-school space, you know, in like Booker Hall, and, you know, showcase this works. And we continued with it. I didn't think it was that serious, but yeah, we got to realize, I mean, how the girls were even so excited. They came up with their own ideas, and the hall was full. We had parents. We also had the OED office. Kevin was there. He's always supporting us in this project. Also, Takalani was there, and we are so appreciative of that.
Yeah, so this was Takalani Nemongani, who's actually the director for multi-wavelength astronomy at the Department of Science and Technology. And we were so honored to have him attend. And it was so great to have someone who's involved at the forefront of the astronomy revolution in South Africa, and to bring it to a community that too often is excluded from this excitement. So to have him there and share this incredible stage of South African astronomy with the parents and with the children was very special.
Definitely.
And why was the event held in the first place?
We were celebrating the Astronomy School Day. So the IAU holds a lot of these very special days, international days, where outreach projects throughout the world hold events in schools to bring astronomy closer to them. So actually, the event that kicked off our program was the IAU International Day of Women and Girls in Astronomy. and we were very excited to win a prize for it. So out of all of the projects that were held
around the world, right?
Yes, around the world. We were very, very excited
right
to have won
here in South Africa.
That's right. We represented South Africa on an international stage. And we were very lucky to win a grant to attend the IAU's Symposium on Equity, Diversity and Inclusion in Astronomy, which was held in Tokyo, which Honey attended to represent the project.
Okay, so we're going to talk all about Japan in a moment. Okay. So I have one more question. So what did you do for this IAU Girls and Women event?
So for the day, we had a lot of activities organized for the girls where they learned about planet Earth and the planets in the solar system, about the shape of galaxies, which was very fun. We actually had an astronaut attend.
What?
Which was super exciting.
That I did not know about.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't.
So Ellen Baker, who's an American astronaut, actually attended the event. She was taken to us by Kevin from the OED directly from the airport. So we were just so honored to have her attend, and it was really great. It's been really great.
Gosh, I already had massive FOMO for missing out on that event because I was in Australia at the time,
but now it's
even more.
Yes, that's right.
But it's okay. I did get to meet all the girls and watch their fantastic performances a few weeks ago, so that was amazing. Okay, now, Honey, the part I've been waiting for the whole time is to ask you about your time in Japan. So as Margarita said, you traveled to an IAU, International Astronomical Union conference in Japan a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
So tell us, okay, first of all, what was the conference about and why did you go?
So the conference that I attended in Japan was the IAU conference around equity, diversity and inclusion in the field of astronomy. So they discussed the exclusions, financial exclusions, gender exclusions in the field of astronomy, and also the different disabilities or people with special needs. How can they be included in the field of astronomy? Are they being accommodated to their full capacity? Because there's like talks that were going on for years that if you are blind or if you are partially blind, you cannot become an astronomer. So those were topics that were being addressed at Tokyo. And I also got an opportunity to present about our work, the things that we do in South Africa with Molo Mhlaba and Molo Mhlaba Astronomy Academy.
And how did you feel about the experience? Had you been to Japan before?
No, and this was actually my first international trip.
Fantastic. Was it scary?
It was very scary.
It's quite a long way to go.
Yeah,
that's an international trip.
That's a big, exotic trip for your first time.
Because my connecting flight was like in an hour, and like it gave me sleepless nights, you know, landing in Doha, and, you know, from Doha to Tokyo. I didn't know how I was going to get that right, but it happened. It went well. It really changed my perspective a lot around things, and also in addressing the challenges that we have in South Africa, the high femicide, and, you know, South Africa is not a safe country. So going to Tokyo to experience a country where there's so much peace, there's safety, it gave me hope, and I came back with like a different perspective. And I'm someone who would believe that it's probably politics that would change our country, but it's actually not. No amount of politics would change that. It's us citizens in South Africa being patriotic about our country and saying we love it, we want to take care of it.
I'm speechless. I'm kind of speechless. That's a really amazing perspective. And to have gone on just one trip to Japan and to come back with this is really eye-opening. And how do people respond to what you were saying in Japan, what you presented?
I had a lot of people coming to me because, you know, before I presented, I was so nervous. You know, presenting like globally, it's not a child's play. So I went to the stage and I looked at people, like everyone, and you know, I'm a tall person, but I actually felt very like short. It's not an easy task, so I just thought I'm going to give it my all, and you know, the feedback, and I appreciate every feedback, and it was like an awesome feedback. I had the president of the IAU coming to me to give me a hand immediately when I stopped. I got off the stage.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, I got a lot of people. We even got a lot of likes on Facebook. And she promised that she'll come in February. I went.
What, here?
Yeah.
Oh,
to see our work, because a lot of people honestly liked our project, the concept of our project, and how much we are, you know, teaching young girls from early age, like from primary school. It's not usually like that. You only get to be taught regarding astronomy in high school. I remember doing the solar system and the planets in high school, and it was just left there. I didn't see the importance, and it warmed my heart. It still warms my heart to seeing girls knowing all the 8 planets. For me, it's impossible, but it's happening. And the future is in science, and we'd like to see a lot of black girls accessing that space, dominating it.
Absolutely. Okay, I mean, I have so many more questions, but maybe it's time to wrap it up. So 2 more questions. The first is, what do you envisage as the future of this program?
I mean, with the minimum that we got, we managed to reach 150 girls in township. So my vision is to seeing all girls participating in astronomy and accessing that space, is seeing the girls who live in Khayelitsha or, you know, the surrounding areas, other townships in Cape Town, of girls who don't have or who come from a background of not enough, you know, accessing that space, learning about the astronomy.
So from my side, I want this to become a permanent project. I want this to be well established, well structured, so that, you know, it's not a matter of 2020. You know, we want this to run long term alongside the school. And then, you know, I'm European, so I will be moving back to Europe. So for me, my vision is that Maloklava will run outreach projects in Europe. So I want, this is where I'm going.
That's very big.
That's right. I want, you know, this is South African reaching European young girls and showing them what's what. So that's my vision for the, you know, in the long term.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so just before we go, this episode is coming out fairly close to Christmas, and maybe it's the season of charity and giving. And if anybody would like to donate towards the Maloklava School and the program, how can they do that?
You can find the link to our global giving page on our website. So it's www.astromaloklava.org/donate, and hopefully Jacinta and Dan can put the link when they release the episode.
Of course, it'll be right there on our website. But just in case, spell Maloklava for us.
So Maloklava is Maloklava. So Maloklava. We can also find us on our website. It's www.maloklava.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and we accept all kind donations.
Yeah. I know people say this a lot, that every little help, but trust us, every little help. It really goes a long way with materials and opportunities. And all of the donations go into the community. There's no one who's employed or no material that's used that doesn't go directly to Khayelitsha. So trust that we'll make good use of your money.
Yes.
And you can donate from anywhere around the world?
That's right. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much to both of you for your amazing work and this amazing program. And also congratulations to everybody else who has been involved. Fantastic job. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Very cool. Great to hear Hani's enthusiasm and that she had this incredible opportunity to go to Japan too. It sounds like it really, it really excited and blew her mind.
Yeah, eye-opening. I've been to Japan a couple of times and it also blew my mind. It's really different and really amazing.
Yeah, and just incredible to hear the work they're doing. It's wonderful they've won this prize and they've had some recognition for their work, because it does sound like a lot of work, and I'm sure they've poured their heart and soul into this project.
Yeah, I mean, and you can sort of hear in their voices how passionate they are about this and how much they believe in it, and sort of, and how dedicated they are. And as you say, just the amount of time that has gone into this, and that it's producing results already. It's only been running for, I guess, less than a year, and doing a really fantastic job. So we look forward to hearing what's going to happen from them in 2020 and beyond.
Yeah, and I think it's just really cool how the sort of tiered approach works, that you're not just hitting students like directly, you're changing lives the whole way up. So the facilitators are learning, they're gaining skills, which then they can take on to their futures. It's incredible the difference that's already being made.
Yeah, and I think it's always such a positive thing to empower people through education of topics like this to be able to determine their own futures.
Mm. And you attended this festival that they organized?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. We can hear it. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I'll play a few recordings that I made on the day. Apologies, it's a little bit shouty from me. I forgot my headphones, so I couldn't tell what the sound levels were. But we hear from some of the little 5 and 6 year old girls before their performance, from some audience members, from some parents, and then we hear from the girls themselves through their song and performance during the festival.
Well, I'd love to hear it.
Hello, here I have some very amazing ladies from the Molom Laba School. Are you excited about performing today?
Yes!
And are your parents here to see you?
Yes!
Okay, and what are you going to sing for us today?
We sing continents.
Are you going to be some planets?
Yes!
What's your favourite planet?
My favourite Earth.
The Earth? That's a good answer. Why the Earth? Because we've got some trees here and some oceans.
Yes!
Okay, what's your second favourite planet?
Neptune.
Mercury.
All right. And a big high five to everybody. We have some audience members here today. Who do we have?
It's Kevin Govender from the Office of Astronomy for Development.
Takalani Namongani from the Department of Science and Innovation.
René Kran-Korteweg, astronomer at the University of Cape Town.
Peter Kran, just married to an astronomer.
Are you excited about today's performance?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Do you think this is a good project that Margarita Molaros and her team are working on?
Well, it's my first time today, so I'm looking forward to learn more about the project. But just being here, you know, in a place like this, Harare, here in Khayelitsha, is known for some not so good things. But to see something very positive like this year, I'm sure it must be very good.
I'm looking forward very much to this. I always really loved the idea of this project. I think it's great how it has been set up. And I'm looking at all these excited young little girls here, and I'm looking forward to see what they will tell us a bit later on.
All right, enjoy the performance, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name is Pamela, and I have a daughter here who started with the school last year. So this is her second year, and it's been going great. The exposures, you know, we are in the townships and we are marginalized. It's a poor, crime-ridden township. But what Molo stands for and what they are bringing to this community is profound. So I'm thankful to you guys that have brought all these opportunities for the girls. And I'm happy to be here. For my daughter at Molom Laba.
Do you feel that astronomy, it also is enhancing their education? Do you feel that it's important for the future?
It's very important because I think we are already in the fourth industrial revolution. So to propel our girl child specifically, I think it's profound. It will do wonders for the girl child's confidence, and it will tap into those fields that have not been previously tapped into by our girl child. So definitely it is very important.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that they will continue to learn and be fascinated by the world around them as they continue.
I definitely can see that interest as well. And it's very exciting also that it's being started at the grassroots level and that they can grow up with this field and also have such interest in the field as well. So thank you. Thank you very much that you've brought this subject to our girls in the town of Monum Thaba Girls School.
Well, thank you very much for participating and for being here today. And I think we're about to start. So thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sounds like you had a blast.
Oh, it's so much fun. And there was a cake stall, and I baked some gluten-free banana bread for it. But then I ended up buying most of the banana bread back myself because it wasn't yummy.
It wasn't yummy?
It was. It was yummy.
Yummy gluten-free.
Yeah. Although the fact that it wasn't sold already, maybe I was the only one who thought it was good. But I did manage to buy some really nice Molomlaba earrings, which is like a cutout of the African continent with the Molomlaba symbol on it.
Wow.
So I think you can actually buy them from the website if you want to.
And not my personal taste. But sure.
There's also some really cool bags, like shopping bags and stuff.
So you also managed to speak to some of the facilitators about their experience of the Astro Molomlaba. Presumably they were at the festival too.
Yeah, I did. I spoke to Akona and Andisiwe, Nalitsana and Okulia. I met them first when we were all at the Astro Academy, and then again at the Astronomy Festival. And then recently they've come into the studio to tell us their story. And what we're going to do is play the English questions and responses, and then we'll repeat that in the African language that the girls speak. So three of them speak Xhosa and one, Nalitsana, speaks Sesotho.
Let's hear from them. I don't expect to understand the Xhosa or Sesotho, but
that's okay. The rest of the episode's in English, so. Here with us in the studio is Akona Bunzi, Nalitsana Chapi, Okulia Machali, and Andisiwe Shasha. Apologies for the pronunciation, ladies. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Is this your first time in a studio?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely tiny, isn't it?
Very tiny. Yeah.
So to start with, can you tell our listeners who you are, where you're from, what your background is, and how you got involved in the Molomlaba Astronomy Academy?
My name is Akona Bunzi, and I am from Khayelitsha. I went to Masile High School. I started the program in July. I was doing nothing, literally nothing. I was at home, and then Honey called me, our coordinator, and she asked if I were interested in doing astronomy. And then sitting at home doing nothing is absolutely boring. Like, it's terrifying. So I jumped at the opportunity, and yeah, I'm here today.
Okay, yeah. My name is Ansiru, as you said. How I got into Molomlaba, I got a message from Akona telling me that there's someone who's looking for people who are interested in doing astronomy. So fine, since I was doing physics and maths last year, so I thought I could take a chance and try some new things that I never thought I'd do one day. So yeah, I got to the interview. I was interested. Like, I made a search about astronomy and it interested me like a lot. So I thought that I should take a chance.
Okay, I'm Okulia. I'm from Cape Town, Western Cape. I grew up in Khayelitsha, and I went to Colony Primary School. Then after that, I went to Masile High School. Then this year, in July, I went to Molomlaba Astronomy because I saw this as an opportunity to me because I was doing nothing this year. So this opportunity came up, and I thought I should just take it.
Okay, I'm Nalitsana Chavi. I'm from the Eastern Cape. I grew up there. I went there. I did my primary there, my high school at Venyani SSS. Then I came here in Cape Town this year. So I saw the opportunity on Facebook that Molomlaba is in need of facilitators. Then I tried to get hold of them. Then that's how I got there.
So can you tell us about your experience as facilitators? What was your role in the program? And what did you enjoy? What did you think of the program?
Our role as facilitators in Molomlaba, it was to teach children about astronomy and show them what it's like to live in the world of astronomers.
The astronomers would come to us and share the knowledge with us. Then we would take the knowledge and share it to the children.
What was it like teaching the children?
It was fun, but then sometimes you'd find out that some kids, they want to argue. Then that's what made our sessions more interesting.
And they want to argue?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you say this goes like this, and they would say, no, you're wrong. So you have to argue with them, and that made the sessions a lot more fun.
And it's worse when it comes to the alien part. They thought that the aliens existed. They were so surprised when we told them that the only aliens that exist were the plant aliens.
With a what?
The plant aliens.
Plant aliens.
Yeah.
So you mean plants from other countries that aren't supposed to be in this country?
Yes.
Not plants from outer space. Did you feel that they were very interested in astronomy?
Yeah, they were very interested in astronomy. After a lesson, they were asking questions to show that they were interested.
And some of the kids said things that related to their lives, especially when we did the session about the sun. Yeah, they would say that the sun is helpful because when it's hot, we go to the sea with our families. Yeah, I know that stuff.
So they could figure out how astronomy relates to their own lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Do you think it's important for them to be learning astronomy at such a young age and then also for the older girls?
Yeah, it is important.
Many people have negative views about our surroundings. Most people say that the earth is flat, but then that's not true. So the small kids will correct the older people that know this thing goes like this.
Did you learn a lot about astronomy through this course? And if so, what did you find the most interesting?
I've learned a lot. Some of the things I didn't know, but now at least I have a better understanding of what astronomy is. I'm not going to choose which topic was best. They were all great for me. I enjoyed every topic that I had to teach to the children. It was so exciting.
I also learned a lot, but mostly I was interested about the moon topic. For instance, I knew that the moon rotates around the earth, but I didn't know that it shows only one face. So that was really interesting for me.
And did the girls find it interesting?
Very interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
I like the part of moon phases a lot because when I was growing up, I used to look up in the sky and thought to myself, maybe the earth has many moons. I didn't know that it was actually one moon.
And did you learn anything as a person through this experience?
I've learned a lot. I've learned that you should accommodate everyone. Like we're working with kids. Sure, we shouldn't be harsh on them. So when I'm with them, I made sure that I must be at their level, like accommodate them, because our brains are not functioning in the same way. So I had to try.
Yeah, so you had to think of different ways to talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, as she said, we shouldn't be harsh. And as for me, it was a bit challenging because most of all, I really don't like explaining. So, I'm not good also. So when it comes to explaining, I should think of a way of how to bring them close to me so that they could understand and hear also voice projection.
Yeah, it's really challenging, but well done on challenging yourself and getting through. So now that you've been through this program as facilitators, what are your plans for the future? And do you think that this program has helped you out with that in any way?
Next year, I'm going to upgrade. Then the following year, I'll apply for astronomy. Because in astronomy, I learned that I travel a lot. So I want to travel and explore all the things that are surrounding me.
We definitely travel a lot in astronomy.
me too. I'm looking forward to upgrade. Especially my maths and science, like physics. You won't believe when I tell you that it was my first time hearing about this career this year. So thank you to Molo Mhlaba a lot to introducing me to this career.
Wonderful.
My plans for the future, I still want to be a doctor and I want to improve my results. And also this year I've applied in UJ for NPA in humanities. And also building my self-confidence even more.
My plans for the future is to become a better person, improve things that I think I'm lacking in. In the future, I'd like to be a TV personality and a radio personality. So today is seeing that they are here in the studio. But next year, I have applied in UJ, so I'll be doing my fourth industrial BA.
Well, good luck for your futures, and I hope that you achieve everything you want, and really congratulations on the work you've done this year.
Thank you.
And finally, do you have any messages you'd like to share with listeners, anything you'd like to say?
Be proud of who you are. Be willing to learn new things. Never underestimate yourself. Be true to yourself.
There are always opportunities. If you fail to find the one you want, be excited to try new things. Be willing to learn, as she said. That goes a long way.
astronomy is a very interesting field to study. I would also advise them to dream big, to dream big.
I would like to say, especially to young girls, because in South Africa, most of the guys do astronomy and they think that you can't do anything. But us as girls, we can change the world. And we have the power to do that. And astronomy has a lot of things that you would want to know and you can explore a lot. Thank you.
Wonderful advice. Ladies, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Okay. Kulonyaka kuphelayo bendifunda grade 12 and then bendiaplayile kwiyunivesithi i-UWC ne-CCPUT ndathathwa kuzo like professionally. Kodwa ke ngoku kuba i-maths ingakhange i-level zayo zingakhange zibe phezulu, so khange ndithathwe. Kodwa ke ngoku kuba bendihleli nethemba uba zikhona into ezinovela, uhani waye wandifowunela ebuza uba ndenza ntoni kulonyaka embeni kuba bendingenzi into and ukuhlala endlini bengekho rayithi. So ndavuma and ibinikisa umdla kakhulu into ye-astronomy, that's why ndilapha namhlanje.
Kulonyaka kuphelayo bendisenza ibanga leshumi elinesibini emasile. Ndiye nda-aplaya kwiiyunivesithi ezithile, ndingabalula i-UCT, ndibalule ne-UWC ne-CPUT. Kwenzekile ke uba ndifumane i-conditional offer e-UCT. Kodwa ke xa sithe xa sifumana isiphumo kulo nyaka ngo-2019 ndabona ukubana izibalo zam kwakunye ne-physics andiqhubanga kakuhle. Ndabonakala ubana abandithatha abandirejektha i-offer. So ndafumana i-message evela kuakhona, uakhona umhlobo wam. So ebendixelela ubana kukho into enje ngale isimo lomhlaba kufuna facilitators. So ndiye nam ndaba nomdla uba ndize ndizokuzama. Ndifikile ke ndafika uhani wandisendela ilink ethile ubana ndiaplaye khona. So kuba ndilapha ke kunamhlanje ungola hlobo.
Umbuzo obusithi yintoni enzise ke astronomy and ndikhule njani, ndingubani? Then ndaphendula ndathi ndingokuhle, ndikhulele eKhayelitsha, eCape Town, Western Cape. Ndifunde eluxolweni primary school, then ndayofunda eMaseyile, ndaze ndaya eMolomhlaba astronomy, ndasebenza as a facilitator ye-astronomy. Kulo mbuzo obusithi yinto enenzise apha, kulo nyaka kupheleyo bendiplene uba ndizoya evasithi kulo nyaka, but ii-results zam khange zibe rayithi, so khange ndikwazi uba ndiye evasithi kulo nyaka, but ndasixelela uba ndiza upgrade kulo nyaka for uba next year ndingene evasithi. Umbuzo obusithi bekunjani ukusebenza nabantwana. Ndaphendula ndathi bekumani ukusebenza nabantwana ngoba bebengasiphoxi, besoloko oko banomdla, basibuza umbuzo bayaphendula. Yena xa sesigqibile ubatitshi abantu banemibuzo abanayo. Omnye wesibini wathi umbuzo intoni ebalulekileyo for uba abantwana bafunde iastronomy besebancinci. Kubalulekile bafunde iastronomy kusebancinci ngoba abantu abaninzi baneembono ezahlukeneyo nge-astronomy mhlobo esiphila ngalo. Abanye abantu bathi u-earth flat kanti u-earth akekho flat uround. So abantwana abancinci bazokwazi ulungisa abantu komakwabo uba babone kakuhle uba kunjani kulo mhlaba siphila kuwo.
Yintoni ibikudlungula umxhelo nge-astronomy? Ya, and yeyiphi yona yona uqhuma ukuba uyayithanda kwaye ubuziva kamandi xa uthetha ngayo?
Kwiitopiki zonke besizinikwa bezinikisa umdla kakhulu, kodwa eyona ibinikisa umdla kum ibiyi-moon, which is inyanga. Bendiyazi phofu ukuba inyanga ijikeleza around umhlaba, but ke ngoku bendingayazi uba ibonisa ubuso obunye qho. Ngeyiphi eyona ibinikisa umdla kuzo zonke iitopiki ubuzenza kwi-astronomy?
Zonke bezinikisa umdla, andinobalula ngoba yona into bendiyenza bendiyonwabela kwaye bendifumana ulwazi olubanzi ibendingalazi. Kuyo yonke into besiyenza bendifunda into entsha rhoqo. Khona into noyifundileyo kule experience, like kweli xesha besisebenza kunye nabantwana?
Sininzi into endizifundileyo. Ndingabalula uba bendiqhela ukuexplaina andikho good kuyo, so bekuba nzima ngamanye amaxesha uba ndiexplaine. So kufuneka uba ndifumane indlela enothi ndibasondeze kum kwenzele ndibacacisele nabo bacacelwe. Also nelizwi lam silincinci, so bekuba nzima ngamanye amaxesha uba mandikwazi, but ke ndide ndakwazi.
Okay, umbuzo ubusithi ndifuna ukwenza ntoni mna kwifuture yam and le program esemele mhlaba i-astronomy indincede njani. Into endizayenza kulo nyaka kuzayo ndizo-upgrade because makusambe sikhange siphume ezintle kulo nyaka kuphelileyo. So after ndi-upgradeile ndiaplayile i-astronomy ndiqhubekeke nayo.
Sithini izicwangciso zakho ngekamva lakho?
Iphupho lam bekuba ndibe ngugqirha, kodwa ke ndisezawuphucula apho nalapho ndilekisha khona. And kulo nyaka ndiaplayile kwidyunivesithi yasejohannesburg kwi-humanities. And also if kungenzeka uba ndiqhubekeke ne-astronomy ndingaqhubekeka. Zithini izicwangciso zakho ngekamva lakho?
Izicwangciso zam ngekamva lam kukuba ndibe ngumntu ongcono, ndizame ukuphucula umntu esele ndinguye. Ndiaplayile kwiyunivesithi yaseJohannesburg, ndifumene ke apho i-offer. Kulo nyaka izayo inoba ndizobe ndikhona ndisenza i-fourth industrial BA apho e-UJ. Ukuba kungakhona i-opportunity ethile ukuba mandenze into dibane ne-astronomy, andinakuyizela ngomva, ndingathatha elo thuba ndilisebenzise ngoba inintsi kakhulu into ndifunde kuyo kwaye ndiphele ndiyithanda. Awunamyalezo orhayele ukugqithisa kubaphulaphuli?
Kubaphulaphuli ndifuna ukuthi ukubana ngaba le nto obuyifuna ayiphumelelanga, sukhyava, zikhona ezinye iinzamo onozenza, akhona amanye amaphupha akhoyo, qhubeke kuphila unganikezeli. Akhona amanye amazwi onothi uwanike abaphulaphuli?
Nyaniseka, zithembe, ungazideleli. Yonke into eyenzekayo yenzeka ngesizathu, sokuthi kuba ungayifumena ngexesha obuyifuna ngalo utyhafe. Ya, yeah, be patient.
Ke umbuzo uthi ikhona into umyalezo endifuna uthetha for abantu bamameleyo. I-astronomy i-career e-interesting kakhulu ba like kule mhlaba siphila kuwo abantu abaninzi abenza i-physics bakwi-astronomy ngabantu bangabafana. So thina as amantombazana i-woman masiyifunde i-astronomy and sibabone siba sinayo iphawu yoba siyenze into esifuna uyenza, bangabe sijongele phantsi because yo yonke indawo esikwamsama kuyo even oodoctor kugcwele abantu bangabafana. So thina as abantu bangomama amantombazana singene kwi-astronomy and inezinto ezininzi apho ungabona uba uyaphuhliseka as umntu.
Putso e ne e re ke mang, ke tswa kae? Ke le ka araba ka re lebitso la ka ke na le tsena Chavi, ke tswa Eastern Cape. Ke holetse mo ke badile teng ka be ke tla mona na Cape Town le mo senana ka be ke fumana monyetla gore ke yo ba party ya molomhlaba ke be facilitator teng. Putso ngena e ne e re le mo senana jalo ka ne ke dutse le ba kana e ka bakeng ke arabile ka re ke le ka dia ho etsa ID le mo se fedileng. Jwale he ke yona mathata la etsa go dikolo di hane ho nkuka le mo sena. Putso ine re e ka ba ho jwang ho sebetsa le bana? O sebetsa le bana ho nole hantle haholo ebile ba bane ba utlwisisa, ba botsa dipotso, ba re phisa hobaneng tabene re buang ka yona hangata-ngata ha rate se o dumellana re le batho. Putso ya bobedi ya botsa hore putso ya bobedi ya be e le hore na ke hobaneng ho le bohlokwa hore bana ba rutwa ka astronomy? Ho bohlokwa haholo hore ba hle ba hole ba di tseba ntho tsenana, ba se ke ba hola ba tseba ba hola ba re lefatshe le flat kganthe lefatshe le round. Putso e ne re ho ka ba ho jwang ho sebetsa le bana? So ke le ka araba ka re ho monate haholo ho sebetsa le bana, ba tlisa energy e ngata, rapisana le bona ho monate. E nngwe potso ya botsana ke feng topic e bang ke enjoyile le bona ba enjoyile? Ka be ke re ke ena ya kgwedi. Nna ha ke holane ke sa tsebe hore
rena le kgwedi lengwe ne ke nana gore re na le dikgwedi tse ngata tse ka re dutse re di bona di sa lekane nenneng e hafu nenneng e feleletse. Potso e ne e re na ke batla go etsang ha nako e ntse e ya. Like bokamoso ba ka jole ke re nna ke batla ho nyolola dimaraka tsa ka haholoholo ha e tla ho metse le physics. Ke rata haholo ho tswellisa astronomy, ke kgalla ho ba astronoma. Potso e ne e re e ka ba ke eletsa batho kapo bana hore eng. Haholoholo bana ba bananyana ke ba eletsa hore ba be le ditoro tse kgolo, ntho e nngwe le nngwe ya etsahala. Haholoholo mona ha astronomy, batho ba bangata haholo ke ba bontate, batho ba bomme ha bayo. So ne ke ba eletsa hore re tleng kaofela ntho ena re ka etsa.
Thank you. It's once again wonderful to hear their enthusiasm, and that it sounds like they've really taken this opportunity by the horns, and also wonderful to hear that they're interested in continuing with astronomy now.
Yeah.
So you see, it doesn't just have to be when you're a small child. You can get interested in astronomy at any age.
You don't have to be an astronomer. You can still learn about astronomy and be fascinated by it.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much it for today. We're going to go on a break for the holiday season. A short break. In the meantime, if anyone would like to donate to Astro Molam Laba, Margarita and Honey gave us the details at the start. We'll put those on our website, right, Dan?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and if you are still thinking of any gift ideas for anyone, you can actually donate on behalf of someone else and you can get a nice gift certificate.
Or buy some earrings.
Yeah, exactly. Earrings or a bag. Lots of things.
All right. So I think that's it for today.
Yeah, well, happy holidays, everybody, and we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah.
In 2020.
Break. Yeah, we'll see you in 2020.
Thanks very much for listening, and we hope you'll join us again in 2020 for the next episode of The Cosmic Savannah.
You can visit us on our website, thecosmicsavannah.com, where we'll post links related to today's episode. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Cosmic Savannah. That's Savannah spelled S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H.
Special thanks today to Dr. Margarita Malaru, Mahaneng Hani Padi, Akona Bunzi, Andisiwe Shasha, Nalitsana Chapi, and Okulhye Machali for speaking with us.
Thanks to Mark Allnut for the music production, Yannis Brink for the astrophotography, Lana Sarai for the graphic design, and Tapisa Fekelepi for social media support and transcription.
We gratefully acknowledge support from the South African National Research Foundation and the South African Astronomical Observatory to help keep the podcast running.
And for batteries.
Yes, and lots of batteries for our recorder.
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to help us out, please rate us and recommend us to a friend.
We'll speak to you next time on The Cosmic Savannah.
You are listening to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. Cool.
The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is produced by the Planetary Science Institute. Audio post-production by Richard Drum. Bandwidth donated by Libsyn.com and Wizard Media. You may reproduce and distribute this audio for non-commercial purposes. This show is made possible thanks to the generous donations of people like you. Please consider supporting our show on patreon.com/365 days of astronomy and get access to bonus content. After 10 years, the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is entering its second decade of sharing important milestones in space exploration and astronomy discoveries. Join us and share your story. Until tomorrow, goodbye.